You're listening to Intersection on 90.7 WMFE-FM. I'm Mark Simpson in the studio, actually, one last time here with Dick Batchelor and Lou Fry. I'm moving to Angola in Africa.
And moving is an understatement.
Relocating, you could say.
Really?
So
we're going to miss you.
Oh, thanks, Lou Fry. And I just wanted to say, you know, these conversations that we've had over these past 5 years since 2007 have really been among my favorite things to do on Intersection. Not only is the rapport great between you two individuals, but also the information that's exchanged. You know, we continually get feedback from our listeners just about the great rapport that you have between each other, never mind us three here in the room. And so I think it speaks a lot to being able to have a political dialogue in a time when there's a lot of bipartisanship and powerful rhetoric that's thrown out there.
Yeah, not a lot of bipartisanship.
Bipartisanship, right.
Mark, but, you know, it's sort of interesting, and we're going to miss you. What a different part of the world, and congratulations to you and your wife and that. I just be careful, I guess. But when you deal with people, when you deal with legislators and so forth and that, what is it that you like the most and what is it that you like the least?
Boy, you know, I was a Tallahassee Capitol reporter previously, so I've definitely had contact with them. You know, for me, the best part is when they stop being a lawmaker and they talk to you as a real person. But you can still talk about politics and talk about those important issues. But you can see when the talking points turn off and when the wheels are really turning and they're giving a sincere answer, or what you hope is a sincere answer. To me, those have kind of been the most interesting insights. And they have to let their guard down. They have to trust you. It does get back to interpersonal relationships, mm-hmm. I think. And I've mm-hmm. seen that even with people like Jeb Bush, who can be very guarded, or I'm not sure that I ever completely cracked through Charlie Crist, but we did talk a lot. You know,
you're not the first one.
Right. Folks like that.
There'll be an opportunity, I'm sure.
I think those are the moments. And I think the difficult moments are when you know someone's trying to be evasive and you have to push hard on them, you know, because we're all people. And, you know, I don't like to be a tough guy, but sometimes you've got to ask those tough questions. So I think you have to really figure out how can you get to an important issue in a polite and respectful manner and hopefully get information that furthers the issue at hand.
But you guys know you're working for public radio, and the listeners of public radio have higher expectations. I mean, they really want to know answers, but they want to know more detailed answers. So your job is not like a 30-second soundbite. You've got a pretty tough job.
You've got to prep for it. You definitely can't walk into it cold. But you also, like I said, you want to have a respectful rapport with somebody. And sometimes you do have to push those buttons, and you can tell they're not really happy to talk about it. But even so, you've got to kind of trudge forward and realize what's the burden and the responsibility that you carry as a journalist to get this information, or at least try to get the information from that particular source.
There used to be an old saying that you knew you would have a bad day if, number one, you woke up face down on the sidewalk, or number two, Mike Wallace was at your front door, and maybe you could be number three.
I don't know about number three, but I will say, Lou Fry, one thing that always raised my radar sometimes is occasionally you would have members of the communication staff from various lawmakers come up to you and say, hey, we heard this story, and we think you did a good job. And I never knew if that was a good thing or a bad thing.
I think you did a good job.
What does that mean?
I've often kidded that with the press, you've got to be careful. I tell young members of Congress and so forth, whatever you say is going to be somewhere public. If you don't want to read about it. And I love my mother, bless her, and she isn't here, but if she was a member of the press, I wouldn't trust her. You know. But the point I was trying to make to the people is that, boy, once you say something that there's nothing that's really in confidence, everything is going to somewhere or other come out, whether it's by texting or whether it's by moonlight or something like that. It's going to come out, and it's a difficult thing. And I still don't know whether under the Constitution, whether we've got too much of a bridge between freedom of speech and useful political activities.
Yeah, I'm not sure where that line falls, but what I would reflect on, and especially as brought home speaking to you two gentlemen, is the importance of historical context mm-hmm. and understanding what has come before. You know, I think a lot of people don't realize the political histories of so many of these people who are big figures in our public lives. Mm-hmm. Being a legislative reporter in Tallahassee, I had the luxury of having come up at least with a certain group of lawmakers and having a familiarity with them and realizing how much and how frequently people recycle through the system and crop up in various forms. And especially now you're seeing lawmakers returning who I remember when they were term limited.
They're back again.
Their position, now they're back. And so certainly my historical lens is not as long as you, Dick Batchelor, and you, Lou Fry, but that's why it's important to have voices like yours on our public radio who can provide that context, because Florida is a state of people coming and going, and so not everyone has been here for so long to share that long view.
It's been a pleasure. I mean, I've been associated with the station for many, many years, and as has Lou, but we enjoy it, and I think the comments we get from your listeners on the street, and there are many of them, must add, it's like, one, we like the background, the institutional knowledge, historical references. But we like the fact that you're civil. You can disagree, but you can respect each other, still make your points, and that appears to appeal greatly to your listeners.
Well, God bless, and it's been a privilege. And when you come back, maybe you stop in here. Maybe they'll put all three of us together and we'll solve what problems we haven't.
And I think you'd make a great housekeeper in Anola.
Yeah.
That would all be fun very much, guys. And on the note of being civil, Dick Batchelor, I'll see you in court.